5 months ago, I published a video titled How Illuminati Ended Her Career in 7 Seconds, where I discussed the disgusting and predatory behavior of a once-respected YouTuber, Illuminati. But things have since got a whole lot worse. So bad that she's resorted to sending out legal threats and even personally censoring me. But I won't be silenced. Hi, I'm the Internet Anarchist. I create weekly YouTube documentaries, and today, we'll be dropping the content nuke on Illuminati, a million-sub YouTuber who managed to hit rock bottom and dig herself even deeper. To get a clear understanding on the recent developments in Blair's downfall, we first have to take a look at her latest targets for legal abuse, her ex-boyfriend, Oz Media. On the 16th of September 2023, following a cease and desist letter, Oz would upload a video titled Let's Talk, an update on Illuminati drama. A video that was intended to give viewers further context about his upcoming 3-hour-long video on Blair, as well as recording her ongoing efforts to ruin his life.
First and foremost, I need to make everyone aware, for reasons that I hope this update will make clear, for my safety, I need to put a short and temporary pause on production of my video on Illuminati. The video will still, of course, be produced. I just need to put things on a lower burn and return to regular content for the time being, for many reasons. Some of them being the honest truth that I can't afford to continue at this rate, both fiscally and physically.
The first quarter of the video was spent on recounting events that led him, members of Sad Milk, and Blair to the predicament that they now found themselves in. He also explained his need to continue posting other forms of content to support himself while gathering information on Blair's past.
I've put a lot of things in my life on hold to produce this video, ending up with nearly 110 pages of a manuscript which details as much of what I can. And let me tell you something, converting this monstrosity into a video with its accompanying 500,000 screenshots has been one hell of a monumental task for me, a one-person team, to embark on. As a quick note, Blair's name is not on any of the original documents related to my home. I'm providing all of this information to give full context to the GoFundMe, as I feel it's more than deserved, as honestly, I would feel guilty as hell putting the video on pause shortly after it hit its funding goal, followed by me just continuing to upload regular content without warning.
Oz went on to present some shocking details about his relationship with Blair, and methods of manipulation that she used not just to gain control over his home, but his entire life as well. Even though these are allegations, they followed Blair's tendency to take advantage of other people, and the fact Oz acknowledged that his video could end up in a courtroom lends credibility to his message. According to Oz, at the start of their relationship, Blair coerced him into taking on several poor financial decisions, like co-signing loans with her and paying a deposit for a custom multi-million dollar home. Blair was exploiting his good credit score for her own selfish gain, and in the process ruined it, which eventually put Oz in debt.
I'm 23, almost 24. In the beginning, Blair walked me into several poor financial decisions. My naivety caused me to believe her reassurances that I could handle all of the financial obligations being dropped onto my shoulders by someone more experienced in life than I was. Why these obligations were placed onto me? At the time, Blair had bad credit, so all of the purchases, loans, everything was being placed in my name. This included the car that she purchased, then revoked from Wonderstruck. I was on the loan as a co-signer only because of my credit at the time. Eventually, though, the financial responsibilities that I incurred would stack up on me, building a mountain of monthly debt that would lead me into several financially tight months, and eventually just breaking. This would lead me to asking Blair, my partner, for financial help. Financial help for things such as my home, which she was living in. Help from my partner, who at any given time would be making up to 30 times my monthly income. These amounts of assistance would be added to a ledger of debt. And I want to clarify again, Blair wasn't my bank. She wasn't my landlord. She was my partner at this time.
Blair not only devastated Oz's credit score, but also sought to extend her influence over his life. She wanted to have complete control over Oz, and the debt she created was only one part of her cruel plan. Blair isolated Oz by spreading gossip about his unfortunate financial situation with everyone they knew, and even convinced him to be grateful for the quote assistance he received from her. Once Oz's debt to Blair had grown to almost $180,000, he decided to start working for both her main channel and crypto farm in order to have any hope of repaying the loan. This led Oz to abandon his own channel in service of Blair's, but unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
I avoided telling anyone who could have helped me see what was happening out of fear of further confirmation, more eyes looking down on me. Something to note, when you're around Blair, your world revolves around her. In my case, my home was hers, despite her name not being on it. I had no friends out in Colorado, a state that I moved to at the behest of Blair. Only Blair's friends were out here. All of my connections had to be approved by her. I wasn't allowed to be friends with people she didn't like, such as Click and One Topic, or even Wonder, once that bridge was burned and reduced to cinders. I was even in a position where my finances were nearly entirely controlled by her, from what debts I took on, to later being the fact that she was the person who signed my paychecks. All while my world was painted to me in a light where I should be grateful for her generosity.
By December of 2022, Blair took further advantage of Oz's predicament and convinced him to sign a document that was far from being in his best interests.
When I was 23 and Blair was nearly 31, Blair, with her lawyer, would create an honestly quite confusing legal document for me to sign where I would agree to pay back her debt. Blair, being the person who signed my checks, knew that I couldn't afford legal representation. Blair also knew that the $2,500 that she was having me pay monthly towards that debt was almost as much as I was making monthly working for her. This would mean that I could barely pay for anything else in my life other than the debt that I owed her. Everything I made working for her was going right back into her pocket. Blair would bring me to her lawyer's office, put me in a room alone with the two of them, with papers in front of me. Papers which I foolishly signed for a myriad of reasons, ranging from Blair expressing that this would mend our relationship, that it was the right thing for me to do, that this would also protect her legally and prevent her from getting into trouble with the IRS. She also would describe to me, and while I can't remember if this exact word was ever used, she essentially explained to me that because she used company funds to assist me, that she had committed embezzlement. And by converting the amount that I owed her into a loan with her company, this would save her skin legally.
In the 3 years that they spent together, Blair orchestrated the demise of Oz's credit history, isolated him from his support network, and got him to sign away whatever chance he had from escaping her prison of debt. Even though things seemed bleak, there's still a silver lining. Prior to uploading this video, Oz set up a GoFundMe to help pay for living expenses while he created his documentary on Blair and covered the inevitable legal fees that he would face in his battle to keep his home. As of this recording, Oz has surpassed his funding goals and currently sits at $44,000 raised. Considering the details on Blair's alleged crimes that Oz intended to share, it only made sense that she would try to cripple him financially, just like what she did with Wonderstruck. Blair feels threatened by Oz and is more than desperate to keep him quiet while she frames herself as being the victim. With Discord screenshots reading, "The worst part, honestly, is that Oz worked for me, worked with a team, and he knew that doing this would hurt their livelihoods. Like, you want to be a bitter ex that's mad I moved on and found love? Fine. Go to therapy. Doing this to get back at me or punishing me for leaving him? It's insane. I still cared about him. I didn't realize he was the one masterminding this. He's mainly doing it because he owes me almost $200,000 that he took from me. Like, goddamn, we broke up at the end of 2021-ish, and when I finally started to see someone new in January, he broke into my computer and read through my Discord DMs to find messages. He found them, lost his shit, told my employees I, quote, cheated, and told them the channel is going to fall apart in a couple of months and to look for new jobs. He plotted this from the start," with a brainwashed member of the Discord server saying, "Wow, that's psychotic." These are leaked screenshots from Blair's private Discord server from a user by the name of FPS Diesel, and they perfectly picture Blair's need to bend the truth in order to satisfy her own ego, even if she was the one that lied, manipulated, and used someone else that she previously called a partner. As horrible as that might sound, this isn't the first time Blair abused her boyfriend, as the one that came before Oz suffered an equally terrible fate. On the 6th of June 2023, a YouTuber by the name of Swoop released a documentary that brought to light one of Blair's previous relationships that went unnoticed during recent times, but in retrospect, foreshadowed many of the patterns of abuse and manipulation that we've seen recently. According to the allegations and information from the interview that Swoop conducted, Blair and a retired YouTuber named Azothan dated for around 2 years and 6 months. While things were relatively pleasant at the start, it was only a matter of time before Blair began to show her true colors. During the relationship, Blair would, quote, "take me to Vegas to confess express her love, but had a backup ticket to send me home that night if I didn't reciprocate. Unquote. Once the pair had settled in together, Blair would attempt to control his life even further, as she, quote, demand I spend my time exclusively playing Dark Souls 3 with her in my free time. Any attempt to go out to parties, karaoke, or just make any social and emotional ties other than her were met with punishment, unquote. The punishment that Azothen was referring to took the form of Blair verbally abusing him, ignoring him for weeks while she went off to a party with other men she met on Snapchat, and then alluding to all the, quote, fun she had without him when they resumed contact. At some point, Blair promised to do a collab video with Azothen, since she had a much larger audience that could help increase his reach on YouTube. Sadly, when it was time to follow through on those promises, Azothen was met with some serious pushback.
What I'm saying is that I was angry about the fact that you were the one who proposed a collaboration, and then as soon as I was ready and put all this effort into it, you just kind of shut me down. It just seemed...
So it had nothing to do with the fact that I go, oh, I'm moving, I'm busy, I'm doing shit. Every single day, the only thing you had to ask me is, when are we collabing? When are we collabing? When are we collabing? And it's like, oh, you're treating me like a fan, Blair. I'm like, well, perhaps you should have stopped acting like one.
You want to say you don't attack me, but then you straight up cook and call me a liar over things that you are no 100% true. I'm done with it. I'm done with you.
Because God knows why, because you're bitter about a breakup because your cash cow left you. Like,
by this point, their relationship was over, but Blair's abrasive attitude towards Azothen wasn't the only contributing factor. Before they broke up, Blair had an obsession with taking down two particular creators that were growing faster than her and made similar Reddit-based content. From the 19th to the 23rd of April, 2019, in two now-deleted videos, Azothen addressed Blair's efforts to destroy the reputation of a competitor named Miserybox, even using the ongoing controversy to boost her own YouTube metrics.
It's important to call out bullying, lying, doxing, and threats. Unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that Illuminati has engaged in all of these behaviors. I feel that I must state up front that for the last 2.5 years, I was involved in a romantic relationship with the YouTuber known as Illuminati. This relationship ended recently, and while none of the facts stated here are related to that association, it would be dishonest for me not to state this immediately.
He continued by explaining Blair's motivation for attacking another creator, as well as her slow descent into obsession that eroded their already weakening relationship. When confronted with the harsh reality of her own actions, Blair defaulted to throw Azothen under the bus in order to save her own skin.
And I asked you a simple yes or no question. Were you talking ill of me to other content creators? I even said I didn't think you were. It was just...
The answer is no.
I don't understand.
But now it's...
I dodged it.
Now it might change to a yes because now I'm going to have to protect my ass.
Another point worth noting is that during Blair's quest to tarnish Miserybox's image, she took audio assets from his former Discord mods and refused to credit them. She even went as far as threatening them if they spoke out about it. If you stood in Blair's way, didn't give her what she wanted, or called her out on her borderline psychotic behavior, she would use any and every method possible to get her perverse revenge, even if it meant using past trauma against you. Quoting, Blair and I had a phone call where she told me that I was beneath her, that I was always going to be mediocre, and that she was better than that. About her calling me mediocre and a burden, those words were the exact ones I used 5 months before when I attempted to... From the revelations during the Sad Milk controversy to the strikingly similar allegations brought forward by two of Blair's ex-boyfriends, it seems like it doesn't matter who she has to hurt or what lies she has to spread, as long as she has something to gain from it. Manipulating and then discarding friends or colleagues once they'd outlived their usefulness. For a time, that strategy worked out pretty effectively for her, as she ruthlessly dominated the MLM niche and made millions in ad revenue. Tragically, what goes up must come down. And currently, Blair's Machiavellian empire has certainly come crashing down. Following the many allegations stacked against Illuminati's brand, Blair's only remaining friend group, the Leftist Mafia, severed all ties with her on their latest podcast appearances.
You can't do this to people and then just not respond. Like, there needs to be accountability, there needs to be an apology, and... Like, I believe in restorative justice, but in my opinion, Blair has not even started to take those steps for restorative justice. She hasn't, I genuinely don't even know if she thinks that what she did is wrong.
On the 26th of July, 2023, an anti-MLM creator, iCruel World Happy Mind, further expanded on her own unpleasant experiences with Blair in a video titled, The Fall of Illuminati, YouTube's Biggest Bully.
I am sorry that I was ever friends with you.
Did you see Legal Eagle was accused of plagiarism by another YouTuber called Illuminati?
I can completely understand why she would be compared to Creepshow art after this situation.
She went from seeming to be petty to seeming to be outright malicious and full-on evil.
This is a perpetual onslaught of accusations backed by convincing evidence by the people who knew her best.
She outlined Blair's slander campaign against her as she was going through a very stressful pregnancy, something that Blair was very much so aware of, attacking her at the slightest opportunity for pointing out similarities in video topics covered.
I was terrified of losing my baby. The doctors were just urging me to stay healthy and limit my stress. And then all of a sudden, I end up in one of the most stressful dramas I have ever experienced, where someone is trying to ruin my career and attack me online. And it feels like they have so much more power than I have that there is nothing I can do about it.
Cruel World Happy Mind wasn't the only anti-MLM creator that came out with allegations of Blair's misconduct and content theft.
And we had multiple group chats full of other creators, other people who weren't even creators, who were just like really into researching MLM stuff. Like, we had a lot of people behind the scenes digging up a bunch of stuff, for lack of a better term. And one of the group chats I was in was also the group chat that had like all the mods to a Facebook group that we had called Boo is Woo. And they one day sent a message to the group chat and was like, by the way, just so you guys know, Blair/Illuminati's writer just requested to join the group. I denied them. And obviously, literally the reason why, and I think she even says it in the messages, I sent you the screenshots, but I'm pretty sure she straight up is like, after what she did to Madison, like, we don't want to help Blair. Mm-hmm. We don't want anything to do with her. Like, we've been working too hard on this.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd have been like already scripting my deep dive for a week or two, maybe. Like, I mean, just kind of organizing everything. Yeah. Like, so
and
much.
And it's more so just knowing that she probably was not going to credit you guys, like, properly.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Blair didn't stop there and copied information from Savannah's Olive Tree video a few weeks later. While all these and many more allegations were being put forward, Blair's channel had rightfully been withering away. In addition to the massive 330,000 subscribers lost, the average video on her channel only gets about 20,000 views. And on closer inspection, it seems like she's been deleting comments that referenced her downfall. The decline in engagement is rather ironic when you realize that Blair's channel is about to be surpassed by The Click, creator that she once tried to destroy in every metric possible: average viewership, sub count, and channel engagement. To make matters worse, users on Twitter have begun informing Blair's sponsors of her misconduct. At Mint Mobile, you need to drop Illuminati from your sponsors list. She has done things that aren't becoming of your brand, and you shouldn't want her to represent you. As well as another screenshot showing someone reaching out to ExpressVPN, who they themselves stated that they wouldn't be working with her anymore. In the past, almost all of Blair's videos had included at least one sponsorship, but that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Only a select few of her recent uploads feature a sponsor, and the rest include Blair promoting her Patreon subscription. Speaking of Patreon, Blair has steadily been losing paid subscribers since the controversy began back in April. Money was always something that Blair would do anything to get, and now it seems like she's losing it by the truckload. Her viewership has plummeted to record lows, sponsors are dropping her, and now she's bleeding Patreon members on a daily basis. Blair built her pyramid-shaped empire on the backs of her closest friends and fellow creators, while also harshly censoring them when they tried to speak up. She weaponized her influence and subscriber base to bully others into getting whatever her heart desired, and felt no remorse for doing so. It was this exact lack of remorse and overinflated ego that led her to pick a fight with Legal Eagle, which ended up giving her past victims the courage to speak out. It started with The Click, then Wonderstruck, all the way to Oz Media. Creators that she stole from, like Cruel World Happy Mind and Savannah Marie, made their voices heard. All it took was Blair making one impulsive tweet that pulled back the curtains on her dark past. Abusing her power was Blair's blueprint for getting ahead on YouTube, but it was also the reason for her downfall. Now, the channel that she spent years cultivating is a shadow of its former self, and there's still the matter of Oz's feature-length documentary that might prove to be the final nail in Blair's corporate casket. Subscribe